This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's 7 after the hour on the DJV program without Jennifer Horn. That means Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is here. Doug Steffen is here. The most people ask me, well, what do you want from the audience? I'd like you to listen, pay attention, perhaps interact on social media. That's cool. At Twitter, at DJV Show, on Facebook, at /DJV Show, that sort of thing. But when you're back and forth with us, the same as we are with each other, be yourself. We are ourselves. Jay, you know what she's all about by listening to her. And I think that I know Victoria is, and I know I am. So that's the way to approach the day. Make your life better and easier. Just be yourself, who you are. Maybe it's, some people don't like who you are. That's all right. You can't. What's the old expression? You can please some of the people all of the time, and all the people some of the time. You can't please all the people all the time. There you go. And as an example of that, there's a new class of fighter. America is building yet another weapon of war. When you talk about how much money we're spending for defense, it's $700 billion a year, which is more than any other. Put everything together. And that's the highest number in the world. And so you wonder, if we keep talking about the fact that the world, if there's a war, for the most part, is going to be your computer that's going to suffer. It's going to be the kinds of things monetarily that will affect us. We've seen these things here and there with the shots that have been taken at us and other countries and people and businesses by using something that doesn't involve a plane or a ship or a boat, a gun. That's it. So why are we spending all this money? People say, oh, yeah, we got to have these new fighters. It's the military-industrial complex gone awry, gone amok, if you will. They still have all those lobbyists. They pay millions of dollars a year to get to, they take members of the Pentagon procurement board out, who knows where they go on their lavish trips, and they convince them, we need this. This is the new thing. You got to have the new thing. It's biggest and newest toy. You got to have that in your closet. Why? We have enough stuff right now to blow the world to smithereens about 150 times. So you're going to make more fighters. It's mind-boggling how easily led astray we are, I think, ladies. Don't you? I mean, who needs this stuff? Why? The Pentagon, it just, you can hear the frustration in my voice. There's no reason. I can't imagine a reason for doing this. I'm sure somebody's going to send a note to me saying, you don't understand the military. Yeah, I think I do pretty well. But you're welcome to comment. Help yourself. Ladies, thoughts? No? Yes?
I mean, I'm not a huge, I feel like obviously whatever we do need, we should have the latest and greatest to protect any one of our servicemen and women. But beyond that, I do think that we have very large budgets, and I'm not exactly sure if that's worth it or where all that
money
goes.
Well, when you consider waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse in the Pentagon, the study that came out a couple of years ago, when the numbers have always been, certainly in the last few years, around $700 billion, and for $486 billion, this study suggests you get the same thing without the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. So what does that tell us about governments, back to government in general, and how inefficient it is, or how corrupt it is, or maybe both? Jay, you got anybody in your family who's Marines, but in the service?
No, not currently. Past veterans, but nobody currently.
Yeah. All right, so it doesn't affect people directly. I guess it affects us all in what we pay in our taxes, for sure. Speaking of the Pentagon, the UFO report, which is going to Congress this is something we've been talking about, for a couple of weeks? The aerial phenomena, unidentified things that are floating around, 140 different instances of sightings by military aircraft. How many are there I wonder when it comes to, you know, the commercial aircraft or private aircraft, how many more of these things are there in this report, or are they just doing military?
I don't know. I didn't read all, the entire report, but I believe that this is just coming from government stuff. So this is military pilots, and this is they had 144 cases of unidentified flying objects, mm-hmm. and the report showed that they couldn't explain 143 out of the 144. The one that they could explain was actually a balloon that had deflated, and it was a large deflating balloon, and so that one they could explain away. But 143 other instances is up for interpretation.
Yeah, I think that's the and who's they're bound to be. They're always talking about these balloons that deflate, come down. Speaking of that, there was a horrible accident over the weekend. Did you see that? Where the balloon, the bucket,
yeah,
the
that
basket.
Hot air balloon over
yeah.
in Mexico. Yeah,
right. Oy, man.
No, thank you. Why would anyone want to get on one of those things?
Right?
What was the story, though? Because I heard there was a headline, but I didn't read it.
Yeah, the basket detached from the balloon and ended
great.
In a free fall, hitting some power lines on the way down, set the basket ablaze, knocked out power. Four people killed, one person injured severely, critically injured.
Jeez. I had one of those. We had, I don't know, probably about 20 years ago now, I had a friend who was a real character. And she always was coming up with ideas and, you know, do kind of fun things. And her brother had a friend who had a hot air balloon. So they landed. I wish I could find the pictures. I'd repost them again. The fellow in his balloon landed in the pasture with the cows. So the cows came running over to find out. Cows are very curious. So they came over to see what the heck this was all about. And so this fellow, his name was, I'm trying to remember the family name, not important to the story. Anyway, so he and his sister say, come on, let's go for a ride. As they come in with this guy in the balloon, how they managed to get to the farm, I don't know, because once you get up in those things, you can't steer them. They just go where the wind takes you. So he wanted me to go up with him, and I said yes. So we ended up, it was...
Is this the same woman who tried to get you to go skydiving, too?
No. No, it's a different woman. But thanks for the suggestion.
Yep.
That was 10
you can
years
pick
ago.
Them.
Yeah. Well, you always say that about who it is that I hang around with. Anyway, so the idea was to go up and see where we could go. And so the wind took us over a nearby reservoir that had power lines. It always seems that these balloons go to where the power lines are. And we managed to land at the Marlboro Airport. How we got there, I don't know. But we went around in a circle, and we were up for about an hour or so. And I can't tell you that I was real comfortable. I went up to about 4,000 feet, and it was looking around. I mean, it's beautiful to look down.
I don't like
see.
Heights, so that's just terrifying to me. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Well, then you wouldn't have liked another experience I had.
I would be laying flat on the ground of the basket, just frozen in fear.
In fear.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like curled into the fetal position.
Yeah.
I had another experience when I was doing afternoons in Cincinnati at WCKY. There were always the people, because I liked, whenever I was doing local radio, I always get involved in all kinds of stunts. And so there was a family that owned a paraplane gliding service just over the border. In Cincinnati's right on the Kentucky border. So they had this huge farm, and they knew that I was a farm guy, and they knew I liked to do things to promote various businesses. I was happy to help them out. So they came to the studio, and they said, why don't you come over and take a ride on one of these things? So do you know what a paraplane is? Either of you ever see one? Ever.
My grandfather built and flew an ultralight, which is basically a hang glider with a weed whacker engine on it.
Yeah, that's well. This is
he crashed all the time.
Yeah,
he was always crash landing.
It's like a bicycle, a tricycle, if you will, with an aluminum frame, and there's about a 40 horsepower Honda engine in the back of it, and a huge 5 foot fan. And the fan propels you up in the air. It moves you forward, and also creates an uplift because the parachute thing above on the back is what lifts you up. So they gave me about a half hour's lesson, And it was like kind of driving a tractor. So I took to it pretty quickly, except there's a joystick. And so I did it. And I was up for about 40 minutes. And again, power lines, that's really the reason I brought it back into my mind is because the power lines were all over the place. And I said to him when I landed, why do you choose to do this in an area where there's so many power lines? The guy looks at me, excuse me, with a straight face and says, well, because it's more exciting. Oh. Yeah. Okay.
So, my grandfather landed on a nude beach once, and it made the newspapers, and he said he did not know what was more terrifying, crash landing on the beach or having all these naked, ugly people running at him to save him. He was very vain, so he was just like, oh, he's like, I don't know, I didn't know where to look.
Bunga. In a moment, where would you sleep better or how would you sleep better? A sleep report after this. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly. Yep, think O'Reilly. They're close, they're convenient, they're known for guaranteed everyday low prices, excellent customer service, professional parts people, you can trust them. Stop by and see your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today, or you can visit them online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to the Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. That's a guarantee for MyPillow. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best. It's grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that's ultra soft and breathable. Its sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish. It'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes, it's machine washable and durable. All the Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets are 2 sets for the price of 1. It's a BOGO deal, plus free shipping using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV, that's 2 sets of Giza Dream Sheets for 1 low price, plus free shipping with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. All right, you know, I love to find solutions to things. We present a problem and then a solution. So if you are not getting a good night's rest, for some reason I've been pretty restless the last week or so, the solution appears not to be, well, does it? There's a new app that we've talked about, I think, on social media, and there's supplements all over the place. But actually, there's an evening ritual that a lot of older folks have found successful. This approach, this is kind of like counting sheep, I guess, in a manner of speaking. Not like reading a book. There's a poll that found 15 out of 20 millennials are on their phones before they go to bed. That's 75%. That actually is a conservative number. 86% of millennials report trouble sleeping after they go in there, if they, you know, are on their phones and stuff. This sort of is in tandem with another study I think we had last week. Didn't we, ladies, talk about having the television on or other things? There are always studies about this, but I think it's very consistent when it comes to having the phone next to your bed. Apparently the blue light suppresses your melatonin production, and melatonin is what makes you go to bed. So put the phone in the drawer, leave it downstairs in the bathroom, but keep it the heck away from your bed.
Isn't that only if the screen's on, though? Because the blue light comes from the screen, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's also just the EMFs that come from phones. You really don't want it anywhere near your body at night. It's really not great.
You bought it any time of the day, no matter what. You know what it does to guys, and they put it in their lap. 21 after the hour.
Tahiti. Vivo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, it's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program. A couple of deaths to report that are trending, including the creator of the reality series Cops. What happened? Victoria knows the story, but Jay, this is your job, so take it away.
Yeah, he was doing an off-road race when he died of an apparent heart attack in Baja, Mexico. He was 78.
This is John Langley.
Did I say that before? Yeah, Cops.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Anyway, so this program has been on the air for a long, long time. Has it? Was he a policeman before? Is that how this all gets started?
No, he wasn't. Cops debuted in 1989. It lasted 32 seasons. He developed it with his production partner, Malcolm Barber. And they shopped it for quite a while before they finally found a network to pick it up, and it was picked up by Fox.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's kind of like the... that thing that Adam, what's his face, used to do, America's Most Wanted, which has seen a resurgence. Didn't that come back? Somebody else is hosting it. But I think it came back again. So, all right, that's... But the fact that he was at 78 was in a road race.
This was... crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Coast to Coast Ensenada San Felipe 250 off-road race is what he was competing in when he died of a heart attack.
So was he in... What was he? Was he driving something, or was he... What was he doing? This is a coast-to-coast race, so they must have been driving something.
Well, the news story says he was competing in it, so I take that as he was driving.
Driving something. Yeah. Right. Okay. Another death to report. Senator Mike Gravel, former senator from Alaska. He was in the Senate for quite a long time, 69 to 81. Anti-war. He was kind of a lot like... what's his face from, I can see him, but I can't come up with a name, that ran and lost. He only got one, who the heck was that, that ran for president, got one state, and that was Massachusetts. You don't probably remember. Anyway. So this guy was, he was cut out of the same cloth, about the same time, as a matter of fact. He was the one who brought the Pentagon Papers kind of into the focus. He was a tough cookie, but you wonder how hard is it to get elected to anything in Alaska, given the fact that there are not a lot of people out there, And who would want to live there in the first place? I don't know much about it. All I remember is the anti-war stuff, because it was during my time, the Vietnam War, and all the stuff, the people who were against it. He was very unpopular in a lot of parts of our country because of this, but he was right, frankly, about a lot of it, most of it, anyway. All right, what else do we have trending, Jay?
Let's see. We have the NBA's Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. He was robbed at gunpoint. He's the Lakers guard. He was in his driveway around 4 a.m. talking with friends. This happened June 17th. We're just now learning about it, though. And three guys pulled up in a vehicle, got out, guns drawn, demanded he and his friends hand over their stuff, which included a Rolex watch, jewelry, and an iPhone. And the thieves.
So who is this guy? Does everybody know who this fellow is? I don't know who this guy is. What is it, Kentavious?
Yeah, he's a Lakers guard. He has a three-year, $39 million contract with the Lakers. He signed just last year. He's been pretty good. He's one of the starting guys. He started 67 games, scores just under 10 points per game.
Doesn't sound like he's too accomplished. Well, at least, you know, he's got a lot of money. There's so much money thrown at athletes. Does that sound like 10 points a game? Does that sound like a lot? Is that average?
For a guard, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. What are the other – what position?
Oh, boy. Basketball 101.
Yeah, shooting guards typically – you know, have the most points for them.
What does that mean, Victoria? I don't know that. My son played basketball and did well in high school, but I was more of a
I guess you didn't go to the games?
Yeah, no, I went to every game, as a matter of fact. I didn't miss a game, but I don't pay much attention.
So you didn't pick up anything, I guess, then, from the game?
I picked up that my son was a good basketball player.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So, how can I promote my new curbside pickup service?
It's possible. With Staples Connect,
I need custom floor decals that'll get noticed, not just walked on.
Also possible. Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now, get $10 off signs, banners, or posters when you spend $50 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. N73, valid in-store and online. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
If you missed a turn, there's always another turn.
Always.
Take it to get back to the turn you missed.
Use your turn signal.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company Affiliates.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The United States attacked militants in the Middle East Sunday. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The United States carried out airstrikes Sunday evening near the Iraq-Syria border on Iranian-backed militias. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said in a statement that the strikes were ordered by President Biden in retaliation for a number of unmanned aerial vehicle attacks on American personnel and facilities in Iraq, calling them a matter of self-defense. It's the second time in his 5 months in office that Biden has ordered an attack on targets in Syria, the last coming in February in response to a rocket attack on American forces. The Pentagon says there have been a handful of UAV attacks and dozens of rocket attacks on U.S. forces in the area, prompting the latest round of airstrikes.
Iran's Ayatollah regime has refused to provide the images of its nuclear sites to the International Atomic Energy Agency. On Sunday, Iranian officials announced the monitoring agreement has expired. USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Oregon has announced they will be offering all illegal immigrants in their state free Medicaid on the dime of the American taxpayers. Albanian-born, now U.S. citizen and attorney Peter Lamage on Fox News says every American should be outraged.
This is an insult to every American citizen to begin with. It's an insult to everyone who came to the United States legally. What the Democrat Party is doing right now, they are promoting chaos, lawlessness, and rewarding people who come to the United States illegally. As a matter of fact, they are enticing them to come over here. Oregon is not the only state that is providing benefits to illegals that are greater than the benefits that are providing to American citizens. And there are some cities, actually, including New York City right now, that they are having discussions as to whether illegals should be allowed to vote in the United States. What is the point of being an American citizen any longer? What is the point of coming to the United States legally any longer? I mean, this is ridiculous. This is an insult to each and every one of us who followed the law to come here in on the proper way. Right now, the Democrat Party is trying to bring as many illegals to the United States as possible. They want to use that as a sort of future votes because they are running out of other voters in the United States. In order for someone to come to the United States legally right now, the sponsor would have to file an affidavit of support, which is a document, is a contract between the individual who is coming to the United States legally and the American citizen to make sure that they don't become public charge. If you and I were to violate the laws of the United States after due process, we will get to receive some sort of punishment.
I'm Lance Pryor, and this is USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now 34 after the hour on the DJV program. Let's see, we got a lot of things. There's a lot of hoopla here, there, and everywhere. Don't forget about our downloads every day, things that you don't hear, maybe because we keep going on and on. We have, I don't know, what, half a dozen things every hour, maybe more than that, that we point our fingers at or talk about, enlighten you about. So if you don't hear the whole program, you're liable to miss out on something. You can rectify that by going to the download, the DJVshow.com download. And the most recent one is the Britney discussion. What happened with that over the weekend, by the way? Anything new about that? Or I mean, it's certainly all over social media still.
She's on vacation in Hawaii with her boyfriend, so...
Yeah, they posted some photos. They look good.
Yeah, people
have
been
really... She looks happy.
She does, yeah. And people have been concerned, you know? I mean... what was going to happen to her personal safety? Was she going to face retaliation? You know, I mean, she said during
retaliation
the testimony...
Retaliation from whom?
From the conservatorship. Well, her father... Well, if you heard what she actually said they've already done to her, that's not ahead of the cards. She said to the judge that she didn't want to get off the phone with the judge because she wasn't sure what was going to happen to her. I mean, that's a pretty clear case of feeling threatened.
Well, yeah, but with so many eyes on her, you'd like to think that the people in the family are not that stupid.
Well, the last time she stepped out of line, they put her on lithium and no one knew. So, you know, and then sent her to rehab because they said she sounded drunk. Well, that's what lithium does to you. So it's a mess. It's horrible.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's that. And a lot of other items that you can catch up on every day. You can catch up. That's the way to do it. DJVShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, Kim Jong Fatty is at
not
it.
Not so fatty.
Not so fat anymore. He's lost a lot of weight, and so maybe the North Koreans are... North Korean media, news media, would say they were worried. You never know about the average North Korean because... nobody ever sees him. Nobody ever talks to him. Nobody knows from nothing about them. But he does look kind of emaciated, doesn't he?
I think he just looks like he's lost a lot of weight. I don't think he looks gaunt, but you know, he was grossly overweight before. So the reason that he's trending right now, the reason this is a news story, is because North Korean state television aired what is considered by many to be an unusual interview on Friday, where a Pyongyang resident said he and others living in the capital were, quote, heartbroken to see how much weight Kim Jong-un had lost. This is an unnamed individual in this report. Everything has to be run through, you know, this is North Korean state media, so everything has to be run by the government. However, some people are saying that this one may have slipped through the cracks, because typically when they're news media, they don't create a lot of new stories. They just keep running the same thing over and over. And this story only aired once, and then it was gone. So there's an unnamed man in this video, and he said that he and other people that he knows were very upset and brought them to tears to see how much weight he had lost, and they were very concerned about his health. And so, you know, you never know. Is this guy paid to do this, or I doubt they even pay him. They just threaten him with his life. We don't know. And there's no way for us to ever verify, you know, if these are real news stories or not. But it is strange, though, that it only aired once.
Yes. All right. Also, in that same neck of the woods, there's a note about dozens of climbers on Mount Everest getting COVID. Did you see that? I don't know why going up to the top of Mount Everest would necessarily, unless people
were
going up
there. Were they not vaccinated?
I didn't get it. The thing that was most interesting about the story is the government of Nepal quickly said, no, it's just a rumor, because they make all their money from tourists going up to Mount Everest.
Right.
So is it to be believed or not? It's probably the question.
Well, isn't it really thin at the summit, where if you want to get that photo, when you make it all the way to the top, people have to kind of congregate, and you're almost right on top of each other.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's close to 14,000 feet, I think, isn't it? You get up there. Why would you want to do that? That's kind of like, maybe it comes from the same, why would you want to go up in a hot air balloon department? Why would you want to do any of that stuff? Well, because you can, or you want to, or you want to have the satisfaction of saying, I climbed the highest mountain in the world. Yeah, okay. It's not my cup of tea, but who knows? A lot of people like that kind of stuff. All right. New Jersey, once again, we go to Victoria for the latest on this principal last Friday who cut off a valedictorian's speech because he claimed to be queer. So what did he just get up and go up to this podium and say, you go sit down? Or what did
he walked
what,
up. As soon as the valedictorian was talking about, he said the line, you know, when I came out as queer as a freshman, I felt really alone. And then his mic gets cut off, and the principal walks up, crumbles a piece of paper in front of him, which apparently was his speech, and then pretended, I guess, that they needed to change the mics. So then when the kid started up again, he had memorized his speech. Maybe in anticipation of something like this happening where someone would try to destroy it. So then he went back and gave the speech, from memory. But, you know, this is causing a lot of controversy. Naturally, the school district says that nothing was done wrong by the principal, and that they wanted to make everyone feel included and all this other stuff. But the kid has a very different story. His dad filmed the whole thing, and it was on YouTube. Mm-hmm. So, I don't
Sounds
know.
A
These
little
stories
dicey.
Are just, You know, I don't know. These stories are just crazy, and any principal in 2021 who doesn't think that this is going to end up on YouTube is an idiot and shouldn't even be running a school. You know, it's crazy. But apparently the principal had threatened this kid a couple days before the speech and said that, you know, if he didn't give an approved speech in advance, then he wasn't going to be able to give any speech at all. And it was a whole back and forth thing. So clearly the school knew that the kid was going to mention, you know, his struggles with being queer and having an eating disorder. But the school didn't want to hear it, I guess. So,
There is that. Is it uncomfortable for parents to sit out there and listen to that? Some find it uncomfortable.
Yeah, but this is about the graduate.
Your problem.
It's not about the parents. So.
Yeah. There's a study.
By the way, the rest of the school applauded him as soon as he mentioned coming out as queer freshman year.
Kids are going to support their own.
Yeah, right.
No, the kids are going to.
So who was it harming then, I guess, is the real question. Why did the principal feel that he needed to act that way?
The principal's got a problem himself. Yeah. So you probably could find that without digging too deeply. Meanwhile, in other school stuff, sports coaches, according to a research paper, are enhancing children's lives if they embrace some of the players who are members of LGBTQ. And so I wonder if there isn't too much emphasis on this sometimes. I do. I think just let people be who they are, and why call attention to it? Just be who you are. And be comfortable in your own skin. And don't worry about what other people say. I know it's hard sometimes to do that. As somebody who, when I was a kid, I was always teased for my name. My given name is Dudley, so that was something that really... And I came from a farm background, and there were no other kids in Framingham that had anything to do with the farm. They didn't even know where the farms were. So I get it. I understand that it's not... But still, I think just let it be. Let people alone. It's none of your damn business. Get out of the way of people being who they want to be, much as anything else. Did you see LeVar Burton working hard to become the next Alex Trebek? Apparently,
has his episodes aired yet?
You know, I don't know if all of them have.
Yeah, I wanted to see him. I don't know if I have it DVR'd yet.
Mm-hmm. But I'm wondering. How the problem is everybody is comparing all of the people who have so far tried out for the job to Alex. It's like Limbaugh. You're not going to be another Limbaugh because there was one. You're not going to be another Alex Trebek because there was one. Give it up already. And move on. And find somebody who's really got a unique approach to this. I haven't watched it. I haven't paid much attention to it because none of these people appeal much. I did want to see what... what's her face? Curry wanted whether that was going to work or not.
Wait, who?
Not Curry. Who's from the Today Show?
Katie Couric.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but that didn't work. It's very, you know.
I didn't see her. But anyway, so LeVar Burton doesn't. Those episodes don't air until late July. Mm-hmm. So I think he's the last one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Before they announce in August who the new host will be.
Mm-hmm. There's one more, David Faber. David Faber and Joe Buck are going to be right after LeVar Burton.
Joe Buck is the sports guy. He'll probably be pretty good. Who is David Faber?
Let's see, David Faber is another former Celebrity Jeopardy champion.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and co-anchor of CNBC Squawk on the Street.
Right.
So August 2nd and 6th is when he's doing it, and then Joe Buck the 9th through the 13th. And that rounds out the guest hosts.
I worked with Joe Buck's father at Camo X in St. Louis. Talk about a sports family broadcasting dynasty. He had an open door, but he's good. But he had an open door early on because of his father. As has been, there's a fellow that does Boston Red Sox baseball, Joe Castiglione, been doing it for years and years. His son decided he wanted to be a broadcaster, and so he's come up through the ranks, and he's actually quite good as well. A lot of times, well, that happens, though, right? Not just in broadcasting. There are a lot of businesses where the son and daughter go along in the family business, and that's just kind of reminds me of an episode from Blue Bloods. It's the family business. Speaking of the family and business, Bruce Springsteen returned to Broadway. Let's find out how that worked right after this.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number is toll free 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
If you missed a turn, there's always another turn. Take it to get back to the turn you missed.
Use your turn signal.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaliftNA.com/save.
All right, so let's see what the, what do you expect from the boss? He actually reopened Broadway, in a manner of speaking, the one-man Springsteen on Broadway show. This is a fully vaccinated audience at the St. James Theater. First full-length Broadway show since March of 2020. He said at the beginning, "I'm here tonight to provide proof of life." A line from the monologue of his original show, which began in 2017. I didn't realize it had gone 236 performances. Now, this is a small theater, right? Less than 2,000 people in this theater.
Yeah, I mean, most Broadway theaters are around that size. They're pretty they're pretty tiny. Yeah.
I've never been on Broadway. Have you ever, does that surprise you? I've never been to a Broadway show.
I thought you had.
If I have.
I don't know why. I thought you saw the Carole King musical or something.
Not on Broadway. I saw it, but not on Broadway. I've never been into a Broadway theater, at least not that I can remember.
Where did you see Beautiful then?
I don't remember.
Was it in New York?
I don't think about it. No, it wasn't. Oh, okay. I don't remember where
it
was.
So you saw like a touring production?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, right. And they always, well, do they lose the steam? Are they ever as good, the traveling? You know, I saw the thing about, there was the ABBA thing, there was the Four Tops thing. There was the Four Seasons. I see all those, but they weren't on Broadway as they traveled. I thought they were quite good. So the boss has what it takes to just keep going, though, right? This is something.
Seems like it. I mean, this is a big deal because this is the longest stretch of silence that Broadway's ever had in its history. And naturally, you know, it's COVID, so they were at a real disadvantage because, you know, there's no ventilation and there's no way to do it outside. Yeah, so this was good news, and so hopefully for New York, this is a really big sign of, you know, opening up again.
Open for business.
Hopefully by the fall, nothing will spike, and that all the other Broadway shows can start up. I think it's sometime in September is when Broadway is apparently going to be back, like fully.
Yeah, open fully.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, in summertime, they have much going on anyway. Probably wait till the fall. For all kinds of reasons. 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Past the hour, it's Money Pit time, Money Pit Monday, here on the DJV program after a weekend of sweating, straining, and toiling over all the things that you're working on in your backyard with Tommy the K. Here we put them right, the pedal to the metal again on Monday morning with all the things going on at the Money Pit, whether it be the stuff that you can hear, the podcast, or the things you hear on the radio, or the newsletter. And we have listeners who have questions as well. Here's Ron, one of our listeners, Tommy, who says the hardwood floors in his townhouse have ambered. What does that mean? They're changing color?
Color, yellowed.
Really?
Yeah. Well, it happens from exposure to UV over the years. And he wants to add more hardwood to an adjoining room, and he's trying to find a color that matches. The thing is, it's not like a, it's pretty much not a standard color, but what will happen is if you put down the same kind of hardwood, and if you
eventually
put polyurethane finish over it, over, I'd say, you know, maybe 1 to 2, maybe 3 years, eventually it'll all match the same color. I've done that myself, Doug, where I put down, I had to do patches in hardwood floor because of an old furnace that was installed at one time, and when that was pulled out, there was a hole. And so we put new hardwood floorboards in there and sort of feathered them in with the old, and it looked, you know, it looked awful for a while because it was kind of like white, which was the newish, and then the yellow, which was the old. And I tell you what, you have a really hard time picking that out today. If you look at that floor, just the sun will do that. So I don't think you should try to find a color to match it. I don't think you can find a color to match it, Ron. I think you just put in the same material that's in the adjoining rooms and just give it some time and let the sun do its thing.
I would have thought that polyurethane or stain and polyurethane on top of it would have kept it from changing color. The polyurethane is not strong enough to keep the rays from going through to the actual wood.
Not well, it doesn't have UV protection in it, generally speaking. The exterior urethanes do, mm-hmm. but not the interior products.
So why wouldn't you use exterior inside?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure if you're trading off on hardness. I mean, one thing about polyurethane, Doug, is, you know, they have also, they have a water-based urethane and also solvent-based urethanes, but I've tried the water-based just because I thought, gosh, it wouldn't be awfully nice to be able to do that, not have to deal with the solvent cleanups, but the water-based is, like, super soft and scratches really easy in my experience. So
I don't like water-based.
I always use a solvent-based.
Anything. If I'm painting or doing a stain, I always get oil-based paint.
Hey, I'll give you a little tip I learned just kind of by accident. I had a doing a project outside where I was doing some black stain kind of a paint. It was a combination urethane stain product on a piece of furniture. It looks really nice. And I had to keep doing a lot of coats, and I had to keep cleaning the brushes a lot. And I thought, you know, one last time I did it, and the brush came out stiff, even though I had worked it, you know, there was still too much urethane in it.
Yes.
So I soaked it in straight Simple Green, which comes in a gallon. It's a concentrate.
Yeah.
And I was amazed. I soaked it in Simple Green.
What made you think that?
What made me do that?
Yeah,
I had a feeling.
Well, what's the content of a Simple Green?
Simple Green is a great product. You can do a whole lot with Simple Green. You know, it's a concentrate, so you can mix it with water, and you can clean your countertops and surfaces with it. But I remember reading that it would take grease off of tools. So I thought, why not? Let me try it. So I grabbed an empty can and filled it with Simple Green, stuck the brushes in there, and, man, it was like the day they came out of the packages when I was done. I was really impressed.
Simple Green has lots of uses on the farm. We've been using our steam cleaner to clean the stucco on the buildings. And so I said, why don't you try some Simple Green? Stick it, because there's a place on the the mechanism that heats the water to make it steam. And then you can add any kind of cleaner that you want. Just stick a little plastic hose into it, and it sucks it up, and it applies it.
Right.
And it's amazing. You can see where we're doing it just with the steam cleaner, and then next to it, where I said, well, let's try some Simple Green. And the whiteness that came through with the stucco was really amazing. It really was.
Yeah, it's great stuff.
Yeah, it is. All right, so the sweepstakes continue. The Safe at Home sweepstakes, courtesy of the Money Pit, win almost, $4,000 in home security cameras. And these, tell us how yours are working. You and I were talking about that before.
I installed what will become, I'm not going to give you my cameras, but this three-camera kit is the top prize. Here's the thing about Deep Sentinel. This is the only home security camera system that comes with live guards. There are guards that watch these cameras 24/7, and when the motion detector senses something, they look at the feed to make sure that your house is not, having the Amazon package ripped off from the front porch, or the car's not being broken into, and that sort of stuff. And that's really cool, because no other security cameras do that. You know, I've had Ring cameras and Nest cameras and doorbell cameras, and the best you can do is catch some video after the fact, but you don't catch them in the act. If these guards spot it, they call authorities.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.